This recording is to assist you in developing a daily practice of low and slow diaphragmatic breathing. There are many ways to direct your body to breathe. This practice will emphasize a particular way to breathe that promotes a healthy balance of physiological processes for managing stress, anxiety, and other emotional difficulties. This practice has its greatest effects when done daily for 15 to 20 minutes. The sustained practice of breathing over time is what will build your body's resources to manage the ever-shifting challenges life brings to you. Begin by sitting in a comfortable posture that is relaxed. You may sit or recline in a chair, or lie down if you like. Choose a position that does not require any strain to hold your body in any way. The goal of this practice is to be aware of and focused on the activity of breathing, so choose a posture or position that is comfortable and will allow for you to be awake and alert during your practice. Turn your attention now to your breath and begin to slow down your breathing. Allow the air to come in slowly and exit slowly. Breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, making your lips like you are breathing out through a straw. Just making a small opening so that the air escapes very slowly, as if you are gently blowing out a candle. You can breathe out through your nose, but breathing out through the mouth allows for more control and ease in keeping the breath at a slow and steady pace. Slowing the breath down even further, allowing your breathing to be as slow as possible. Taking in air a little bit at a time until you reach a normal and usual amount of air in your lungs, and then breathing the air out slowly. Allowing the air to be pushed through the small opening between your lips, taking as long as possible to empty out your lungs. Turn your attention to the physical sensations where you feel the air coming in and going out. Feel the breath flowing down into your lungs and back out again. Notice the rise within your body as you breathe in, and the falling back again as you breathe out. Keeping the breath slow and easy. Notice the sensations that are most prominent to you, where you feel the breath the most, and follow these sensations as they rise and fall with the breath going in and out. Turn your attention now to your chest and belly. It may help to place one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. Notice where you feel the movement of your breath under your hands. Notice where you feel the most movement and energy as you breathe in, whether up high in the chest or low in the belly, or perhaps a combination of the two. If you notice movement in your chest, focus on shifting that movement lower into the belly. As you breathe in, allow your belly to expand as if there is a balloon in your stomach that fills up with air and then deflates as you breathe out. As you slowly breathe in, feel your belly slowly expanding. As you breathe out, allow the belly to fall back down. Your chest should be mostly still and free from effort to bring air into your lungs, allowing the energy and effort of the breath to be concentrated down low in the belly. If this feels strange or unnatural at first, stay with it. Our bodies often create a personalized habit of breathing in a particular way, which might be quite different from the way you are breathing now. Over time, and with repeated practice, your body will learn to do this form of breathing effortlessly. We will refer to this way of breathing as low and slow breathing. Low down in the belly and slow in and out. When you allow the belly to expand, you allow the diaphragm, a thin muscle between your chest and belly, to do the work of breathing. The diaphragm's main function is to make you breathe, and it is capable of doing so very efficiently and with little energy. As the diaphragm contracts, it moves down, creating a vacuum that pulls air into the lungs. All the organs beneath the diaphragm are slightly pushed outward to make room for this movement, creating the expanding sensations in the belly. When breathing with the diaphragm through low belly breaths, you allow for the air to be pulled all the way to the base of the lungs, utilizing the full capacity of the lungs to absorb oxygen into the bloodstream. Keeping the breath at a slow rate allows for an effective exchange of gases within the lungs, creating an efficient and effective balancing of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the blood. This results in a higher saturation of oxygen being circulated throughout your entire body, promoting healthy and effective functioning of all body systems. Continue to focus on taking low, slow breaths, feeling the sensations in your body of the air coming in and going out, the expanding and deflating of your belly, and the gentle rise and fall within your body as you breathe in and out. Keeping the pace of the breath nice and slow, full and long. Notice if there is any discomfort or unease with breathing in this way, and where you feel that discomfort in your body. See if you can let go of forcing the breath a little at a time, allowing your body to do most of the work without much effort from you. If that does not feel natural or easy right now, that is all right. Simply maintain a slow pace of breathing and allow the belly to lead the way in making you breathe as best you can. When breathing happens up high in the chest, we are engaging in a shallow, more stressful breath. Stressed breathing is quick and shallow to allow for as much air to be taken in as possible in a short amount of time. This utilizes the muscles around your rib cage to expand your chest cavity to bring air quickly into the top portion of your lungs. This breathing is appropriate during high levels of physical activity, but also may occur when you are feeling stressed about something pressing or challenging. Chest breathing maintains feelings of stress within the body and may lead to an imbalance of gases in the bloodstream because quick, shallow breaths exhale too much carbon dioxide, which results in less absorption of oxygen in your blood. You may experience this as dizziness or the urge to take an exceptionally large breath with your chest because your body feels deprived of oxygen. This is what is called overbreathing. If you experience this at any time, simply return to the usual way that you breathe, and when you are ready, begin again with low and slow breaths, taking your time to establish a rhythm that is once again centered on the belly. Continue to engage in the rhythm of low and slow breathing. Notice how it feels now that you have been practicing taking low and slow breaths. Notice where your body may feel more calm and at ease, or perhaps more energized or tense. If possible, focus on letting go of tension where you feel it, perhaps in your shoulders or arms, in your chest, your face, or anywhere else you recognize that you are holding tension. Allow the breath to continue to happen low and slow. As you take low and slow breaths, you are also allowing your body to balance nervous system activity. Your sympathetic nervous system is the part of your nervous system that activates the stress response to increase energy and activity, often in response to challenges, the fight or flight response. The parasympathetic nervous system is the part of your nervous system that slows down your body and promotes calmness and a return to normal activities. This is often referred to as the rest and digest response. Taking long, slow breaths activates both of these branches of your nervous system, with the sympathetic nervous system speeding things up as you breathe in, and the parasympathetic nervous system slowing things down as you breathe out. You may have noticed this rise and fall within your body as you take these long, slow breaths. Your body is engaging in balancing these effects within your body and unifying their activity This results in activating the vagus nerve, which is the main nerve for your parasympathetic response. It extends from your brainstem all the way through your chest and belly, connecting to most of the organs there. As you continue to breathe in a low and slow manner, you increase the overall activity of this nerve, which has an overall calming effect on your body. Daily practice of this breathing is like exercising and training your body to activate this calming effect more frequently and more effectively, so that when you are facing a stressful situation, the parasympathetic nervous system is more active to calm you back down after you deal with the task at hand. It does not eliminate stress overall, but it contributes to a lower overall feeling of stress and a more effective and calming recovery from stress over time. Effective stress management is effective recovery from stressful moments that we experience. Breathing in a low and slow way is this delicate balancing act of bringing your body to a state of calm alertness. If you find yourself feeling sleepy through this practice, recognize that this is your body informing you of the need for more rest. If you find your body feeling agitated or uneasy with this practice, this may be your body wrestling with the inherent difficulty of finding balance between activity and relaxation. It is perfectly normal to find this process confusing or challenging. With practice, your body will find the optimal balance it needs. Breathing is a natural activity for your body. Breathing happens without your deliberate attention or awareness. Yet it is the one vital process in your body that you have direct control over how your body does it. Directing your body to breathe low and slow will promote the natural processes of relaxation that will assist you in being prepared to face the stress that you experience each and every day. This natural rise and fall of stress and relaxation is part of a balanced and healthy way of living. Continue to direct your breathing low down in the belly and slow in and out for the next minute until you hear the sound of the bell. Pay attention to your body as it breathes, refocusing your efforts on low and slow breaths if you become distracted. As you conclude this session of breathing practice, make a commitment to yourself to practice each day for 15 to 20 minutes, giving your body the preparation to handle stress more effectively each day. May you feel the calming power within your body as you engage in this simple and life-enhancing practice of low and slow breathing.